Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Okay, we're going to call this Good Enough. Just like you. Good Enough, Andy. We're going to call this Good Enough on a Sunday night. So, Andy, did you survive the first weekend without any football for the first time since late August?
Yeah, I missed real football.
Did you survive? What did you do all weekend? It was nice here in the D.C. area. Did you go ride your bike, do some yard work? No, you don't do yard work anymore.
No, I don't have any yard. I walked yesterday. It was nice. And I don't know, today I did my usual routines. I went to the gym and I did the laundry and, you know, things I usually do on Sunday. So
typical Sunday. You know. And then you watched what? Did you watch some college basketball Saturday night?
A little bit.
Duke, North Carolina. Did you watch Wisconsin versus Purdue today?
No, I watched the Maryland-Michigan State men's game, and then I watched a good deal of Caitlin Clark. And
against Maryland, yeah.
Yeah, she shoots from like half court.
Yeah.
She doesn't shoot threes. She shoots Steph Curry range. It's amazing, and she's a wisp.
She is an outrageously good shooter, whether for those who own ovaries and for those who own testicles. The ball doesn't know if you have ovaries or testicles. She is an outrageously good shooter. And I would love to see her against some of the men in the NBA in the three-point contest at the All-Star game.
Yeah, well, we're getting that with Curry and Ionescu, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right. Right. Well, this could be the next thing. You know, women's college basketball is having a bit of a moment now, and good for them. It's, of course, fueled a lot by the fact that Caitlin Clark is as good as she is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the product is better. Can you agree that the product is better than it was 20 years ago? It's better on two fronts. Number one, there are more programs that can compete for the national championship than there used to be. It used to be right. UConn and Tennessee.
Right.
Right. So there's more teams in the mix. That's great. Secondly, they're better players. These girls are better players, period, end of story. So the game is more digestible for those who otherwise wouldn't care to watch.
Well, the game has changed completely with the three-point shot, so that it's opened up the floor tremendously, and you don't have to be physical at all. And so kids, boys and girls, start out shooting threes when they're like 7 or 8 years old. So by the time they get there, many of them are very good shooters. So the game today isn't really anything like it was 25, 30 years ago.
Right.
I don't think it's as good, but it is about shooting.
Not as good as the
shooting.
Men's game.
Yeah. And the men's, and I watched some of the Wizards play the Phoenix Suns. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay. Timeout. I need a timeout, listeners, a 20, maybe a full here. Andy, what are you doing to yourself watching so much Wizards basketball? They've already fired their coach or kicked him upstairs to the front office. Couldn't fire him because he's the son of a legend. And they're going nowhere fast. What are you doing? You're not obligated to consume these games in long form. You can watch the highlights.
I don't consume them in long form. It's more of I'm driving down the highway, I see what's going on, and I crane my neck and I go, oh my God, look at that. Do you know that they gave up 79 points in the first half? Bradley Beal had 26 playing 19 minutes.
Is that right? 79 in the first half.
First half, yeah.
What was the final score?
Let me look that up. But
was it in the 150s or 140s? See, here's something I'd like to know about the NBA since we've swerved onto it here, and that is I'd like to know first half average scoring league-wide, all games, versus second half average scoring league-wide, all games. And then I would like to compare that split, first half, second half, to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because here's my theory. It is open court run for the first half. Then when it gets time to be serious, teams start playing. Hell, the Bucks on Saturday night were down 25 in the first half to the Mavericks. They could not lose that game because Doc Rivers is still looking for his first win as a coach. And then in the second half, they put on a furious rally. They end up beating the Mavericks. I'm convinced they were not playing as hard as they could in the first half.
Of course not. The Phoenix won 140 to 112. But if they want to run
right.
to score,
so if they got to 80 in the first half and they only ended up on 140, that doesn't make any sense because when games are blowouts, the defense should get worse. They should have had 190 in that game.
Well, they were probably resting some of their people. I mean, they have three all-stars. You
but
know,
still.
I mean, the regular season, you know what I heard Ramona Shelburne say on an ESPN show? They were talking about the Lakers. And she said, well, you know, they're really not built to be a regular season team. Oh, well, then perhaps they should send a postcard to Adam Silver and say, yeah, we're going to skip the regular season and just put us into the postseason. I know you need us. We're the Lakers. And that's what we're built to do.
Yeah.
And it's insane. It really
is. It's an affront. And yet you keep watching the NBA.
Right.
I mean,
Correct.
Look, when two teams meet and their stars are actually active and not on the injured list and they give a shit in the second half, it's compelling high level athletic basketball. It's amazing. They're freaks. It's a good product when that happens. It'll be a good product when the playoffs begin once we get into the month of May. Right now, though, it's very hit or miss. It's very all over the place. Speaking of the Lakers, I've heard the first legitimate suggestions that it's time to trade LeBron.
Well, he's pushing for it, isn't he? Isn't he putting out Instagram posts?
He's doing the Instagram emoji read my mind game. Which, he put a clock out there. You know, like a time, an hourglass, tick, tick, tick. Well, no shit, you're 40. We know what time it is.
Right. He just played against the Knicks, and somebody asked him about, you know, would you like to play for him? Yeah, that's a possibility. You know, he's the league. Where he wants to go, who he wants to play with, he decides.
Would you want to see him with one more team to try to be kingmaker? I would, and I'm not even a LeBron fan. I just think it would be fun. It'd be interesting. Well,
yeah, at this point, who cares? You know, I mean, he's not going to be a one team guy. He's already popped around to where he wants to go.
Three teams.
So
yeah,
yeah.
He's slutted around with three teams already.
Yeah, why not? Bat a fourth. Who cares? Yeah.
All right. Back to the women's game. So I'm glad that the women's game is having a bit of a moment. But I just two things need to be brought up. One is, the champions last year, LSU, lost money. They lost a ton of money, $8 million. So, well, it's great that the women's game is, you know, is on a roll right now. At some point, it'd be nice if they could actually break even. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, and I got swerved into this because I was too lazy to go grab the remote and change the channel. I got swerved into a women's game this afternoon, not the Maryland one, but some other one on ESPN. And there was two women announcers, fine. And I couldn't help but just say, okay, ladies, stop bludgeoning me with all the women's basketball narratives. I'm here. I'm watching the game, or I'm listening to it. Stop lecturing me. Why do they have to be this way, Andy? Like, enough about, we need to talk about the attendance in women's basketball more. We shouldn't shy away from that. Like, there's a game going on. I'm here. Just call the game.
They're used to selling, so they don't have like a sell switch that they turn off once they start doing the game.
Used to selling, so, or yeah, used to nagging?
You know? Well, you can call it what you want, but you know, they're selling the women's game. That's what they do.
I guess so. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the Pro Bowl games,
Oy,
which took place this weekend. It is such an assault and affront to my senses and sensibilities as a sports fan. I made sure to go out of my way not to watch hardly any of it. I accidentally caught a little game, a little coverage of their dodgeball, and I hated the players involved in it even more. Now I know why they go, Andy. It's money. They're paid to go. Their families get a trip. But I just wish there'd be one NFL player that says, man, I ain't got fucking time for that. No. But they go because they feel like they don't want to be ostracized for thumbing their nose at a stupid, silly, grab-ass waste of time. There. I'll hang up and list your answer off the air.
They give them money, and they don't have to really do anything. And I was shocked, and I did flip over for a few minutes watching this flag football game. How many people are in the stands? People are showing up for this.
Well, it's like a sound stage, Andy.
Understand, but this is another example that the NFL is a monster. It's a big monster.
Meaning,
no matter what
there was
they
a
do,
lot of, there was a lot of people in the stands.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're in Orlando.
Okay,
they got nothing else to do there. It's like, what are we going to do? We're going to go to Magic Kingdom on Thursday. We're going to hang by the pool on Friday, and then we've got tickets to the, you know, silly little flag football grab ass game on Sunday.
Well, there's like four or five parks that you can hop around to. I mean, there are things to do with the family other than to watch these guys play flag football. Is that what people want to see?
Well, I know. So you were stunned by that you, in your mind, there should have been nobody watching.
No, who's interested in this?
Right.
This is garbage. It's complete garbage.
I know. Because, like, to me, the thing, and this is going to be a bit of a, I want to say political rant. This is a societal rant. My problem is we used to do this game, Andy, and we used to do it easily. It was no big deal. Remember those days? Somebody unearthed the clip of the late, great Sean Taylor eviscerating punter Brian Moorman on an awesome open field hit. That used to be standard. And the thing that stuck out to me was the score in the game in the third quarter when that hit happened, 21-14. So it wasn't just a big slap-ass, grab-ass, ha-ha-ha type of deal. It was a real game.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, after the Redskins got clobbered by the Raiders in Super Bowl 18, Joe Theismann was pissed and he came out and he had a great Pro Bowl, was the MVP of the Pro Bowl.
I don't remember that one. That's fantastic. Yeah. Almost as dumb as Spurrier throwing it 40 times in Osaka because they were like, we want to prove that this Spurrier offense works.
Yeah. And he thought it did. Guys are so afraid of getting hurt, and they no, don't want to spend the offseason rehabbing an injury. So no, we'll just grab ass here. And so they did away with it.
Football being purely American, essentially American, great as a product, that we can't do this game now bothers me because you know what? We can't do anything nowadays. I mean, when was the last major bridge or dam that we built in this country, like the Hoover Dam or the Golden Gate Bridge? Maybe we've already spanned every, you know, lake or waterway we need to, and we're all good. But we're not doing great things anymore, it doesn't seem like. I mean, we don't even have a space program anymore. You know that. We outsource a lot of our stuff to private companies, including Elon Musk and SpaceX. We don't do shit anymore. Hell, we can't even arrest people in this country illegally who beat up cops on camera and hold them. By the way, those assholes are in California now, allegedly. Mm. Tell me that doesn't burn your ass, Andy. Come on now.
Well, I'm not going to get into this now, but yeah, there's a lot of things that aren't as good as they used to be. No question. Okay.
All right. You're not going to get into it now. The other thing about flag football is it's going to be an Olympic sport, and girls can play it, which is fine. I'm glad they can play whatever it is. I don't like it being called football. It does not meet the requirements of football. It is not football. Flag football is run around piggly slap ass is what it is. It's not football. To me, football, Andy, and you played it briefly in high school. I played it for 1 year in pads and helmets as a 12-year-old. Football is the element of overcoming fear and overcoming pain and overcoming exhaustion to fight towards a victory. That's football. This ain't football.
But you can't do it. You can't do it in a Pro Bowl. So just don't do it.
Well,
you know,
I agree. Don't do it. And I just don't call it football because it's not. It's piggly slap ass. Football is unique, and it has to be the element of oh shit, I'm scared. Oh shit, ow, that hurt. Oh shit, that guy is huge. How am I gonna tackle him? Block him. Avoid him. That's, to me, football. Okay. Yeah, rant over. Yeah. I'm off the soapbox. Let's get some palate cleansers here. Well, this is not a palate cleanser. This is not a good story. Patrick Mahomes' dad did pick a bad week to not quit drinking. A third DUI in his home state of Texas, where he lives, I guess, and right before the Super Bowl. Thoughts?
Yeah. He's in his 50s, isn't he? I think he is. I don't think he's 56 yet.
That's it?
I think so.
Okay, well, I'll look it up right now, but go ahead.
Patrick is 28, so I think that's right. Okay. But we went through this. I went through this not because of drinking, but because of old age. Getting my father to stop driving in his 80s was a real harrowing thing, and it finally happened when the police took his license away.
Whoa.
Here's a guy who's making $500 million with his contract, and who knows how much more with State Farm and all the other things he endorses. And I'm sure that with the previous DUIs, he's probably said, Dad, I'll get you a driver. I'll hire you somebody. But they don't want to lose their independence. And this is probably a very difficult thing that their family is going through right now, because it can't be because they can't afford to have a driver for Mr. Mahomes. He's really taking a lot into his hands here, and it's a very, very sad and dangerous situation.
I never heard that about your father. So how bad did he crash when they took his
license away? He was having fender benders, and one day he got pulled over by a cop because he was going too slow, and they brought him in, and he took a driving test, which fortunately he failed, and they took his license away, and that was good for everybody.
Not for him.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, he was 87, 88 when they finally took it away. Wow. So, you know, and that's typical. You hear these things all the time. Elderly drivers. He's not elderly, but clearly he's got a drinking problem and he shouldn't be driving. And he probably needs to address his alcohol issue as well.
That's like my dad. My dad this week, get this, they're out in Arizona And he had somehow convinced his doctor to put him on to be able to take a extra stronger dose of blood pressure suppressing medication. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Dr. Google himself, Dr. Dad, looked it up on the internet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's thin. I don't know how he would have high blood pressure, even if it is genetic, but whatever. So, you know, he bullies the doctor into going, okay, that's fine. And he's been having some episodes where if he bends over and gets up too quick, he gets very lightheaded because his blood pressure just crashes, right? It's a known mm-hmm. thing. Well, my mom was getting ready one morning this week, and here's what sounds like a load of bricks being dropped off. Guess who it was? My dad.
Yeah.
So luckily, he didn't hurt himself too bad at all, but they did go to the hospital to get him checked out. And the first thing was the doctor said, you know, two things. You can either stay here overnight just to make sure, send you out in the morning, or, you know, I can't keep you here if you say you don't want to be here. And against my mom's wishes, my dad's like, nah, I'm leaving. I'm like, all right, that's stupid. And then when I talked to them, because they had gotten home, my dad's like, oh, Steven, I'm fine. We're going to go out for some Mexican food tonight. I go, Dad, why don't you order in tonight? Just saying. No, come on now. Like, stubborn as fuck, Andy. Is this my future?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's giving up your independence. Yeah. Giving up your independence. I saw it happen. And my father, when he was my age, he was very level-headed. He didn't make stupid decisions.
Right.
But boy, when he got older and the independence was slipping away from him, you never knew what he was going to do. It was crazy.
Yeah, it is tough. So
just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. The other palate cleanser from an NFL standpoint, and talk about guys that are stubborn
And I think this is one of the douchiest things ever. Tell me you saw the GOAT top one at Pebble.
I've seen the video. Yeah, I have.
Tom Brady on the first hole, Pebble Beach Pro-Am, stone cold tops a driver. And it's not that he topped a driver. We've all done it who've played the game. And he's a good player. He's a quote-unquote single-digit handicap. It's that nobody said a word afterwards. Like, if you watch the video, there is a eerie silence, like everyone's afraid as he watched it dribble 5 feet in front of the tee. And I'm thinking, hey, does anyone have a sense of humor? Does Brady have a sense of humor? Laugh. Make a joke. Somebody bust his balls. Andy, why did nobody bust Tom Brady's balls for topping one?
Because I guess they're afraid of him. I guess that they think he's so ultra competitive, he may choke him. I don't know.
Is he that guy?
I don't know. Has
he snowed us? Like, I generally am not anti-Brady. This video really moved the needle in the wrong direction for me. This tells me, no, this guy could be a complete Todd.
Well, look, this is a story that Tony Kornheiser has told on the air a few times, so I'm not telling tales out of school.
Right.
But he was playing golf with our mutual friend, Gary Williams, Hall of Fame coach, yeah, basketball coach from Maryland, and they were teamed up as partners. And Tony had a shot like that, and he just sort of shrugged his shoulders, and Gary got in his face like, what do you mean you don't care? And that's how those guys get to be who they are, because they're always that competitive. So, you know,
well, it gets even worse because Brady, about 24 hours later, posts on social media, posts on Twitter, driver was off the rack. Turns out they don't do breakfast balls at Pebble, laughing, crying emoji. Bro, enough of the lame excuses. You could have bought a senior soft shaft, you know, cut down driver and still gotten it airborne. You fucked up. Stop this with the driver was off the rack. What, you didn't bring a driver to Pebble Beach to play in the Pro-Am? Shut the fuck up. What an excuse-making bitch.
Well, I'll tell you this. You remember during the pandemic when he was team with Mickelson, or was he team with Tiger?
He holed one out from the fairway as pack was coming out. He played pretty darn well, and I said, all right, Brady's not bad.
But he didn't play great. He was outplayed by Peyton and obviously he was.
But like this to me, this is going to be discussed amongst my golf buddies all summer long, because it was a big bitch move to A, not laugh, and then B, everyone else around him was petrified at, you know, even chuckling. I'm glad the guy that got it on video is probably out of the group now, out of the club, out of the entourage. See you later. Good luck getting in with Dan Orlovsky's crew.
Yeah.
Speaking of Orlovsky, he apparently outscored all the other Pro Bowl guys on the accuracy challenge, throwing a football, and did it in a sports shirt. He did it in a buttoned-up shirt.
That's not good, is it?
Oh, it's pretty pathetic. That's
another thing I was thinking about with the skills competition. Now, you have to go way back on this. But years ago, when you had that lull between the end of the football season, and the football season used to end earlier, it ended in January, not February, and the start of baseball season, they would have these superstars competitions. Are you familiar with those?
Oh, I love the superstars. Fantastic. Because Howard Cosell would announce them, and he would lean into the absurdity of it.
Right, but you had athletes from other sports competing against one another.
Right.
And what if you brought in athletes from, say, baseball? I guess you couldn't do it from basketball when the season's going on. Same thing with hockey. But you'd have to have some athletes, or maybe recently retired ones, competing against current NFL players. Like the Orlovsky thing might be the germ of a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
you know, recently retired players going against these guys in these skills competitions. Yeah. Might be interesting.
Could be. All right, let's talk Commanders real quick. They settle for Dan Quinn, their third choice, allegedly. This after Ben Olsen apparently stiffed him en route to go talk about the job. And then reports came out this weekend that apparently Olsen was put off by all the, quote, basketball guys the organization.
Johnson.
Oh,
Johnson.
I say Ben Olsen? Ben Johnson. Thank you.
Ben Johnson.
So
United coach.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. So anyway, first of all, do you like the hire? hate the hire, somewhere in between?
I have to reserve. I don't know. I mean, you know, these
just
things happen.
Have an opinion, Andy. Have you given up having sports opinions?
All right, let's go back to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, there's two schools here. One is he was put off by their basketball guys.
And that would be Magic Johnson, who is a minority owner.
Right.
And then the GM comes from a basketball background, right? Or the team president?
No. They brought in as a consultant Bob Myers, who was the former general manager.
Right. He's a consultant. Okay, yes.
Yes. But they also had Rick Spielman, who's the former GM of the Vikings. So he's there's a football guy.
And the guy from San Francisco is highly, highly, highly regarded football guy.
Right. Peters. Okay. Adam Peters. Yeah. So they had a cross section. And if in fact that happened, okay, that's possible. The other side of it is this. Think of it this way. I thought the reason that he didn't get any of the other jobs was because he made it clear that he was going to the Commanders and the other people moved on. Could it be that the other teams didn't want him either and they weren't going to wait around until the Lions were finished to hire him because they didn't really want him that much?
Yeah. So when he might have come off poorly, might have interviewed poorly.
Right. So now the story that they were going to fly and see him, and in the air, he told them, "No, I don't want the job." Well, they were also going to talk to the Aaron Glenn, who was the Viking, the Lions DB. defensive coordinator. So it wasn't a totally wasted trip, and maybe they were just, you know, doing more due diligence on that. I'm not sure that they fulfilled all of the Rooney Rule either, even talking to Eric Bieniemy. So it might have been one more necessary step to talk to Aaron Glenn as well.
How is it got a guy in house who's a black candidate and you give him a formal interview? How does that not satisfy the Rooney Rule?
It doesn't, because you have to interview outside the organization. Oh, that was happening all the time.
Okay,
they were bringing
Soon you're going to have to interview three black guys for every white guy. And then it'll be for one.
Whatever. This year, there were 8 hires. 4 of them were minorities and 4 were white. So
there you go. Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Winning on that. Well, all right. So I understand. Like, I like Dan Quinn. I think he is a leader of men, as they like to say. But he's a defensive pedigreed guy. And I have seen some fairly persuasive numerical breakdowns of the success of defensive head coaches versus offensive head coaches within the last 10 years. Do any of those numerical arguments against defensive guys hold weight with you?
Not really. Bill Belichick is a defensive guy. Pete Carroll is a defensive guy.
I'm plucking anecdotes, though. I'm talking about the numbers. It's like 60% of coaches who made the Final Four are offensive coaches in the last 10 years.
Here's a strong possibility. When the Commanders get to a Super Bowl, it's possible that he won't be the coach, that Quinn will be gone. The most important thing is to build a roster, is to get players. This is a terrible roster that was done by Ron Rivera, who was in over his head as the CEO, the coach, the GM, the whole ball of wax.
PR front guy to navigate the name change, all that stuff.
Yeah. So concentrate on Adam Peters. Let's see what he does with the roster. And if Quinn isn't good coaching it over the next 3 years, I don't know how long the contract is, 4 or 5 years. So they eat the last 2 and they move on to somebody else. I don't think it's really that important who's going to coach the team the next 3 years, because it's going to take you that long to build a roster to be half decent.
You can't buy into this. It's going to take 3 years. There are 1 year turnarounds in this league.
There are, but sometimes you have a lot more talent. Now, they do have draft picks.
Andy, look at the Texans. Look at the Texans. Right. Why can't you be the Texans if you're the Commanders?
You could, but I'm not sure that the roster top to bottom is good.
Okay, well
to
then
do that.
so don't then resign yourself to a 3-year rebuild, because it can happen quicker than that.
Okay, did the Texans achieve all they wanted to this year? They won a playoff game.
Change the argument. Just take the L. But, take the L. Do you need a bag for your L, Mr. Poland? Just take it. Stop changing the subject on this.
Okay, so you think if they would have gotten another coach, there was a strong possibility they'd be a Super Bowl contender next year?
I don't want to argue this.
Do you? I mean, what are you saying here?
I'm saying that teams can engineer 1-year turnarounds. So don't resign yourself to a 3-year walk in the woods, Andy. This Commander team could be a playoff team next year. got a ton of cap space. You got a ton of draft picks. You might get a quarterback. Quinn might be a plus-plus guy compared to, you know, Coach Totem Pole. So don't sell it short. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that'd be great.
Did you hear that? There. That's what I'm saying right there. Okay.
Be great.
I've not listened to the widespread DC sports media reaction to this. How is it
for There's a lot of, oh my God, you know, they botched it. They had a chance to get, you know, one of these young hotshot offensive guys, and they're settling. Yeah, there's that. And then there's some who, you know, are standing on this hill. Hey, don't come at me about this. You know,
Chris Russell. You know, Chris Russell on The Fan 106.7 has been out there on social media saying, oh, I hope I get to rub it in your faces. I love Dan Quinn. He's firmly in the Dan Quinn camp. How about our boy Sheehan?
Kevin is not as down on it as some. He likes it.
The cyborg, Al Galdi.
I haven't heard what Al has said. Okay. I don't know.
All right, Neil in Rockville.
Neil usually goes for the snark on this, so I can't really tell. Plus, he doesn't have a show. He's just like,
how about E? How about our friend E? Gentlemen, where is he?
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked to him in a long time. You know, I haven't taken calls in years.
So I would be Quinn positive. I'm a fan. I think he has a shot to do awesome
it's fine.
Stuff. It does look bad. It looks like you botched it right out of the gate.
It looks bad.
You waited around like Charlie Brown in the pumpkin patch for the great pumpkin, and it never came.
Right, that's true.
You got Spagnuolo. You got Spagnuolo again, second time.
Okay, but in this case, people are saying, oh, this is Ron Rivera too. Okay, Ron Rivera, without Dan Snyder and with a real general manager in Adam Peters, he might have had a playoff team. This guy, Quinn, with those advantages, no Dan Snyder and a real GM, he might have a playoff team.
All right. One other thing about Dan Quinn. So our friend Doc Walker this morning on 106.7 The Fan had on Doug Williams, who is still with the organization in some sort of who knows what role. Good work if you can get it. You have to win a Super Bowl to get those kind of jobs like Doug did. Yeah. And Doug was asked by Doc about the culture and about how Ron Rivera was supposed to fix the culture. And what did old Doug Williams say about that?
He said that the culture has not been changed.
And
that's what Rivera, as he was going out the door, that's what he was, you know, thumping his chest about, that he changed the culture. And Doug Williams said, no, you didn't. You really didn't. So,
wow. And Doug is still there.
He's still there. But again, I don't really know what his role is. And he never said he changed the culture. He's supposed to be player development. And he was there when RG3 was there, and they asked him,
player This is a make work job. This is a, hey, we want to hook up one of our former heroes, Doug Williams.
Right. And I don't think that's so terrible either. I mean, he's a good guy.
No, as long as his phone is disconnected, that's great. Cause I really don't want him actually getting too deep in the weeds on this. I want him to be there by 10, out by 3, long lunch in between. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Well, I mean, this is a guy who goes out in community events and, you know, represents the organization. It's what it is, a PR job. And Doug is late 60s now. You know, he's not a young man. So
I know.
It's fine.
None of us are young men, Andy. And that's what haunts me day by day.
Don't let it haunt you. I'm 65 and I'm quite satisfied with where I am.
You live a great, beautiful, simple life. I'm envious. I'm trying to learn all the time from you, but it's hard though. It's hard to learn.
You got too much angst. You got too many.
I care too much. I try too much. I'm too consumeristic.
Yeah.
I like Pop-Tarts too much. I hear you on all that. All right. On the way out the door, any angst over missing Radio Row in Vegas or Sports Media Flex Week? Hey, man, look at us. Look where we're at. Look at what we did. Look at who we know. Look at our guest list. Any angst over missing that for the, I don't know how many times in a row now. When was the last Super Bowl you went to?
The last radio row that I did was the Ravens and the 49ers in New Orleans. So that's 11 years ago, I guess. That's the last one.
Yeah, 2012, yeah. I think.
When's the last 20? I think it was January 2013. What was the last one?
Okay, 2013, yeah. Last one I went to was in Atlanta, 2018. No, 2019. January of 2019. And it was where I ailed it at halftime, so I could always say I had a ticket to the Super Bowl and I left at halftime. It was also it was the lowest scoring Super Bowl of all time. It was 10-3 Patriots over the Rams, right?
Oh, right. Was that in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was in Atlanta. That was I'll always forever remember that Super Bowl as the one where Dave Portnoy and Barstool got physically removed by the NFL's goons from the game while wearing a mustache in disguise.
Also, I've never been to the, now it's a Monday night thing where you call it media day, where they spread the, you know, the players across. I remember standing in a security line years ago to get into one of those things during the day. And Berman was in front of me, and I guess he wasn't recognized enough, so he started talking real loud so people would, you know who he was. It was just disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah. And then also the commissioner's annual address, usually on a Friday, has been moved to Monday, and it's been made invitation only. So maybe some of these goofball-ass questions that he's been fielding lately won't get asked. But it's a bad look for the league, you know?
Well, Jim Trotter, who was working for the league in media, asked the same question 2 years in a row, and
he got fired. Now they've closed the press conference to invites only. Good work.
Right. And I don't know what's going to come out of this, because he did not sign the confidentiality agreement.
Right.
He won't get his severance, but I think he's in the process of writing a book, so I'm interested in reading that.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Andy, I know you're off to see whether or not SZA can win a Grammy tonight against Taylor Swift. So sorry that I cut into your Grammy time tonight. But
that's the first time in my life that I've heard SZA, other than somebody from Boston mispronouncing the tool that one uses to cut paper.
SZA. Right. Give me a pair of SZA.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift I've heard of.
Okay. All right, Andy. Godspeed, my friend. We'll connect soon. Thank you, brother.
All right, Dave. Take care.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.